Church family, we're heading into a new book of the Bible today, and I bet you thought it was going to be 2 Peter. Well, if you thought it was, sorry, we're jumping into Hebrews today. It is thought that Hebrews came after 1 Peter, but before 2 Timothy and 2 Peter. So there you go. If you read ahead, that's okay. The book of Hebrews. I could bust out the cheesy dad joke right here. The dad says to his son, "Hey, what should we call our new church coffee shop?" And the son says, "Hebrews." Oh, that is terrible. I probably heard that 20 years ago, and it's no more funny today than it was when I scowled when I heard it the first time, but I told it to you anyways. So, Hebrews. Written to Jewish converts, people who had converted to Christianity, who were probably being tempted to revert back to Judaism, the Old Testament only, without Jesus. It was written presumably to people in either Rome or Jerusalem. And what is it about? So what's this book of Hebrews about? Well, first of all, let me just be honest and tell you that Hebrews, there's parts of Hebrews that are more difficult to read than some of these other books that we've read. And that's why we're going to do our best to just kind of give you the overview of what each chapter is. But really, the whole book of Hebrews points to the fact that Jesus is completely and totally sufficient for salvation. That Jesus is the new way, that Jesus is the new covenant, the sacrificial system of the Old Testament is no longer needed because Jesus was the final sacrifice. It was his blood that was last poured that was needed for the salvation of people. Now, Hebrews, according to the first century study Bible, which is a really good study Bible, by the way, it says that this book, Hebrews, could be called the Book of Better Things, which I think is really cool, since the words better or superior in Greek are here in this book 15 times. So think about that. Hebrews, the Book of Better Things, that Jesus is superior to all. So in Hebrews, the author talks about specifically throughout the book of Hebrews, he talks about 8 Old Testament scriptures. So we're really going to see him kind of dig into 8 Old Testament scriptures here. And that's really cool. That starts in chapter 2, though. Today we're in chapter 1. The author of Hebrews, couple more things, shows very clearly that the old covenant with the sacrificial system has been superseded by Jesus as that last sacrifice. Now, Hebrews is often referred to as a letter, though it's really not written by a letter. The end of Hebrews looks like a letter, but it really reads like a sermon or an essay. And there's no greeting. It doesn't tell who the author is, no introduction. But it does end like a letter. So it's thought that maybe this was sermons that were put together and then sent to the audience, these Christian converts from Judaism. Now, Hebrews is full of encouragement, and that will help build us up, and affirmation for walking with God. But Hebrews is also very serious about warnings, and these warnings are very, very blunt warnings about not walking with God. So all of that to say, who is the author of Hebrews? I think because Paul wrote most of the New Testament, that people very quickly assume that it was Paul, but that's very much rejected by Bible scholars today. And that's pretty well across the board known, but from 400 roughly to 1600 AD, it was attributed to Paul. But it's not the writing style of Paul. Most Bible scholars today will attribute it to Barnabas or Apollos. I think that Martin Luther during the Protestant Reformation, if you know about the Protestant Reformation, was the first one that coined Apollos as the probable author. But Barnabas and Apollos, I guess what you need to know about these guys is they were contemporaries that traveled, both of them traveled with Paul. So just wanted to let you know about that. Now, chapter one, we're not going to go through very much here, but I do want to read you the first four verses because it is flat out beautiful. Here's what it says. In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom also he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. So he became as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is superior to theirs. Oh my goodness, I'll tell you what, of all the New Testament verses, those are some of the most beautiful. They talk about who Jesus is, even referring to the fact that Jesus was there when the universe was created. So with that, enjoy chapter one. He goes on to talk about Jesus being superior to angels, and enjoy your reading today. Wanted to give you, though, mostly some background about what Hebrews is about, as well as giving you some information on the beginning of it and the beauty of who Jesus is. Have a great day. Be back with you tomorrow.